Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Harmony Toluca Lake. I am so glad you all are here on this first Sunday of the year. Today is Epiphany Sunday, so we're going to take a moment to reflect. On Epiphany Sunday, we are still the people walking. We are still people in the dark, and the darkness looms large around us. Beset as we are by fear, anxiety, brutality, violence, loss, a dozen alienations that we cannot manage. We could be, people of your light. And so let us pray. We pray for the light, dear God, of your glorious presence as we wait for your appearing. We pray for the light of your wondrous grace as we exhaust our coping capacity. We pray for your gift of newness that will override our weariness. We pray that we may see and know and hear and trust in your good rule, and that we may have energy, courage, and freedom to enact your rule through the demands of this day. We submit our day to you, to your rule, with deep joy and high hope. Amen.
Thank you. when you move, darkness runs for cover. When you move, no one turns away. Cause where you are, fear turns into praising. And where you are, no heart's left unchanged. So come move.
So come, move, let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you.
When you move, the outcast finds a family.
King of all generations.
King of all generations. Let every tongue and nation surrender all to you alone.
You alone.
So come, move, let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn into revival. Lord, lead us back to you. So come and move, let justice roll on like a river. Let worship turn.
This is how I find my battles. 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 It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Sing, 'cause this is how I find my God.
Take that right now. If you'd like to stay standing, feel free. If you want to sit, if you want to kneel, whatever you need to do, as I often say, to focus on you and God right now. God, it is a new year. And although you give us new chances every day, we ask that you help us start this new year off being thankful, God. For simple things like waking us up this morning, allowing us to walk through the doors of that church, even if we were afraid to do so this morning, God. Help us to be thankful and remember those little blessings, because everyone in this room is fighting a battle that we do not know about. But you know, God. You know our pain. You know our suffering. You know the desires of our hearts. But we know through you, that is how we will fight those battles, God. With so much chaos in the world and in our own lives, God, help us to remain focused on you. Focus on the path that you have paved for us, knowing that there is light at the end of the tunnel. That there is hope. When all we feel sometimes is despair, God. Help us to learn to trust you, to just fully surrender to you, God. Because sometimes it is so hard to just let go. But you constantly remind us that you are doing all things for our good, whatever the case may be. So I ask that you arm every single person in this room with whatever they need to be armed with to fight their own battle, God. Give them the strength they need, the courage, the love, the support, and the reassurance that they will win the war of whatever they are going through, God. This is how I find my man. 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 It may look like
among the shadows, you wiped my tears away. I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days. And I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. And no matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're the God of the hills and valleys. Hills and valleys. God of the hills and valleys. And I am not alone. I know I'm safe inside your hands. On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley, I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're the God of the years. In the valley I will lift my eyes. Oh, on the mountains I will bow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. No, not alone. And I am not alone. No, the God of the hills and valleys, the hills and valleys, God of the hills. And I am not alone.
Please. Today I'm going to read Psalm 139. It's one of my favorite passages, and also Tracy's. Tracy loves this passage. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay me your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and that I know very well.
Thank you, Ashley. I ask Andrew to stay behind for a moment. He's not being punished. Andrew, would you play that very discordant chord for us? Ouch. And now, Andrew, would you modulate into something really nice and pretty? Thank you. You may go. Wow, which one of those places do we want to live? From our scripture this morning. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. That's a powerful thought. I think that's a powerful declaration from the psalmist. And I fear that it is one that has very often been misunderstood, or we have just simply forgotten about it. Recently, I attended what I called a cousin's reunion out in West Texas, in Quanah, Texas. The population on the road sign as you enter town says 3,000. Now, I have been to Quanah several times. I have never seen anywhere close to 3,000 people. So I am convinced that they also included the cattle when they arrived at that number. Now, none of us cousins that attended this reunion had ever lived there. We all grew up in a very close proximity to one another in Washington, D.C. We saw one another every Sunday at church. But our maternal grandparents met in Quanah when they were teenagers. And so we thought it would be kind of interesting to go there, where they met, where part of our family began, and to talk about stories, to visit their graves, and to be with one another and just have a good time. And so at our weekend reunion, we got together. I will admit there were some intoxicants that changed hands. And we remembered the stories that our relatives who had gone before had told us, who they were, what they were about. The many branches of our family tree. The good, and well, maybe the not so good. And knowing these stories and sharing them and remembering the legacy that they left behind for us was pretty amazing. And as we visited the cemetery in Quanah, we saw grave markers for people that we had heard about, but we had never met. And we began to tell the stories about those people as well. Now, something you need to know, if you don't need it, know it already, about Southern people, is that Southern people will avoid questions they don't want to answer, like the plague. So as we were growing up, my cousins and I would ask our parents questions, and we would very often hear, "Oh, my dear, we don't talk about that." Okay, now I will admit, I have still a very vivid imagination, but when I was 7 and 8, it was off the charts. So if you come to me and you say, "We don't talk about that," my imagination is going to run crazy, even at 7. Now, as we began to really find out about some of these relatives, we giggled. And sometimes we were embarrassed. And actually, with so many preachers in the family, it was really nice to find out that church people can have a past. Anyway, at our reunion, we recounted the stories that had shaped their lives and that would eventually shape ours as well. All things being what they were, our family was made up of people of strong faith and active in their churches. Yes, with even a preacher or two thrown in there to add a little spice. One of my cousins had also done some research, and he brought a very detailed family tree, and he took our family all the way back to the 1700s in England and how they came over and settled in Virginia at that time. And I think as we looked at our family tree, and I think as we looked at our family legacy, it's easy to think that that's who we are as people today. Well, that's true and not true. It is true in the physical sense, but who we are in the physical, in our humanity, this beautiful humanity that we've been given, is really just a small part of all that we are. Our humanity is, of course, very limiting. And I kept thinking there has got to be more than our current human consciousness. Surely there is more to who we are and what we are about and how we were created. I kept coming back to the scripture, "For I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well." There has to be more. When I was young, one of the things that was expected of us as proper Southern children, take that as you will, was that we took piano lessons. Now, I am no great shakes of a piano player, which is why I ask Andrew to play those chords. But I do remember our very first lesson when the teacher pointed out at the very beginning, she told us how to find middle C. And the teacher helped me to find middle C and explained to me that that's just the first step. That's the beginning of what we are going to embark upon. It is our jumping off place so that what we are about to learn and about to play has a center, has a place from which to grow. So I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How can finding middle C help us discover, well, us? We are each and every one of us, the creation of God. And the Bible lays that out for us in the very beginning. Created in God's image. Yeah, okay. But created in God's image, even on one of my most clear thinking of days, that's a lot to wrap your head around. This is where the psalmist, in writing Psalm 139, helps us out. for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Really? Really? Fearfully? Fearfully? Okay. I prefer to translate that verse as awesomely and wonderfully made. We have this glorious human experience, but there has to be more. Created in the image of God, the image of God, spirit, perfect energy and perfect vibration of the divine DNA is what has created us. Now I'm getting closer to getting back to middle C. We are wonderfully made first and foremost as spiritual beings. And right now, we happen to be having a human experience. Too often, I think we have that reversed. We think that our human experience is all that we are, and we have to look high and low and try to find God. We look over there, and we look over there, and we look over there, and we're constantly searching for God. When the truth is that having been created in the image of God as spiritual beings, it turns out that that for which we have been looking has been with us all the time. It's right where we are. We are first and foremost wonderfully made. The DNA of perfect spiritual energy, that DNA is also our DNA. And we don't need to send away for one of those DNA kits that we see advertised on television. Because the psalmist has written it out very plainly for us in our psalm today. So that our humanity rests within that larger spiritual presence. Hashtag spiritual being having human experience. So, I had to think, how did we get off track? How did this discordant chord that we heard get into the picture? Well, you know what? We have been given a gift by God that can be a little pesky sometimes. You ever heard of free will? In our glorious human experience that we have been given, we often come up against the challenges that seek to defeat us. And these are the moments the psalmist wrote about when he said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And I think we've all had those times when the valleys of life have been very low, they've been treacherous, they've been challenging. And the way out of the valley oftentimes doesn't even seem to be on the map. We have looked at the world around us, and very often without even thinking, we have emulated those things that we have seen in the world. Some of those things that were modeled for us were very good, and some of the other, not too much. We've seen hate, and we've seen fear. We've seen mistrust. We've seen prejudice. We have endured struggle. And too often, we think that there is nothing else. We have started to vibrate at that very frantic, discordant place. And it can become far too easy to just think that that's the way that it's meant to be. Sometimes we even build cathedrals to that awful place, and we set up housekeeping. But we're not meant to stay there. Hashtag, had enough of that, ready to move on. Our true spiritual nature is vibrating in perfect harmony. Awesomely made, the psalmist assures us. Our psalm can help us navigate our way back home to middle C, by recognizing who we truly are as God's divine creation. As spiritual beings having a human experience, our human experience is, of course, what we are the most focused upon. And that makes sense. It is our day-to-day, moment-by-moment awareness of everything that is around us, all that we may endure. But we are really so much more than that human experience. We are each and every one of us, each and every one of us, individual and unique expressions of that perfect Spirit God that has created us. Individual and unique expressions. God reminds us we are awesomely and wonderfully made. Our psalm then becomes our middle C to get back to that place of perfect creation as God's loving people. To get to that place of perfect harmony. And y'all, I really love that this gathering place is called Harmony. We are each to remember that we are in God and God is in us. Like a drop of water in the mighty ocean. The drop is some part of the ocean, but it is not all of the ocean. And we are a drop of spirit in the mighty ocean of the larger spiritual presence. Of course, our humanity has a limited consciousness, but recognizing our spiritual center opens us up to revelations we could have never before thought possible. So like a divine GPS, at last there is a way out of that darkest valley. The action of God is never passive. It is constantly creating, inspiring, uplifting, healing, blessing, loving, and so very much more. God is creating. And in our humanity, we get to be a part of that beautiful creation. A small part, but an important part as we walk our human experience with one another. And that which we see for ourselves as the truth of who we are, we must also see that truth for everyone else, for those around us. For the Spirit in me sees the Spirit in you, and the Spirit in you sees the Spirit in those with whom you meet. 1 Corinthians has said, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" And because I, and even in seminary, loved nothing more than retranslating the Apostle Paul, got some interesting notes from professors, I would amend that a little, with thanks to the Apostle Paul, to say God's Spirit dwells in and through and around you. When I was in seminary, I did have a professor whom I dearly loved and respected, and we have remained friends. And I remember one day at lunch, I said to her, if God had one word for us as we walked our human experience, what did she think that one word might be? And she didn't hesitate at all, and she said, relax. Relax. God has sent his Son to show us how it's done. We can relax because we are never truly alone, for God is always right where we are at every moment. Thought by thought, breath by breath, moment by moment, the power, vibration, and energy of Spirit God seeks expression through all that you are. Cherish and honor the power and watch as your life moves to that beautiful, beautiful chord of peace. Hashtag, you are awesome. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for your presence, for helping us to find your spirit that is always where we need it to be. And so, God, help us as we journey in this beautiful humanity that we have to know indeed that we are never alone, for you are right where we are at every moment, and that we need only look within to find the peace and the grace, the blessing and the presence of a God who loves us unconditionally. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen and amen. God bless you and Happy New Year.
Sure.